Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon X55 5G modem, a follow-up to its first 5G modem, the X50. Qualcomm will begin to share the chip with its partners in the coming months, with first devices shipping before the end of the year. The Snapdragon X55 maxes out at 7 gigabits per second compared to 5 gigabits for the X50. It also has support for adaptive antenna tuning for sub-6G 5G, which helps power efficiency. Qualcomm says that the X55 flexibility should make it a better fit for devices beyond smartphones and Wi-Fi hotspots. Walmart's latest earnings report U.S. sales up 4.2% over the same time last year and a 43% rise in e-commerce sales in the U.S., beating analyst expectations. Walmart said that strong e-commerce growth was due to the expansion of its grocery pickup and delivery businesses and broader offerings on Walmart.com. The company ended relationships with Uber, Lyft, and Deliv while adding new partners like Point Pickup, Skipkart, Axle Hire, and Roadie, and also adding partners like Postmates and DoorDash. Walmart expects to offer pickup at least 3,100 locations and delivery at 1,600 locations by the end of the fiscal year 2020. Coinbase announced it had acquired blockchain intelligence startup Neutrino for an undisclosed sum. Neutrino's staff of 8 will relocate to Coinbase's London office, initially focused on security and theft prevention, but eventually discovering and analyzing new asset listings for Coinbase. 2.7 million calls made by Swedes seeking medical advice by calling a national advice line run by a firm called MedHelp have been exposed online. The Swedish Data Protection Authority says it's currently investigating. And according to security expert Mikko Hypanen, the phone calls in WAV audio format were being stored on an unsecured server. Samsung's new foldable phone will be called the Galaxy Fold. Evan Blass, a.k.a. EvLeaks on Twitter, reported details about the Galaxy S10 family of devices ahead of tomorrow's launch, but Samsung itself ran a TV commercial airing prematurely in Norway that backed up the claims. Amazon has operated a joint venture in China since 2004 as a way to buy imported goods. Keijing reported Tuesday that Amazon is in talks to merge that China business with another cross-border shopping platform called Kaola, run by China's NetEase. Amazon had 6% of China's import shopping business, well behind NetEase's Kaola, Alibaba's Tmall Global, and JD.com. Merging with Amazon would be a way to boost Kaola's inventory. And finally, Google sent out a press invite to its keynote at the Game Developers Conference March 19th. Sources tell Fortune that the event will include the announcement of the launch of its gaming streaming service called Project Stream, an all-you-can-play cloud-based video game subscription service. Verizon, Apple, and Amazon are all expected to get in on the same business soon as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.